From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Daily Breakfast. And if you've watched the episodes last week, or if you were in the live stream, because I'm always trying to stream this on Friday, my Friday afternoon for some of you, maybe the morning, or in the middle of the night if you live in Australia or New Zealand. I briefly mentioned that there was one story that I still owed you, and that was the story on how I got to eat worms. Sometimes you hear about these horror stories. A few weeks ago, there was a story of a guy who loved sushi, and he was eating sushi almost on a daily basis. And then he discovered that he had a tapeworm? Like he had like a 15-meter long tapeworm that he probably got because of sushi that he ate. And it made me not want to eat sushi at least for the next few months. So there's always something about insects and worms that is very repelling. It's like, golly. And so I think it was at the beginning of Lent or just before Lent. No, I know. This was on Ash Wednesday. And I was going to distribute the ashes in the Church of St. Joseph, which is in a small village north of Amersfoort. And we had celebrated Mass and we had the imposition of the ashes. And then there are two kids who also step forward toward at the end of the line. So I also give them a cross on their forehand. And later on, they were sitting there after Mass and they approach me and they say, Father Roderick, do you have a minute? We have our youth group meeting in the there was like a community space there. And we have a proposition. We want to challenge you for Lent. So I'm thinking, okay, interesting. They're probably going to, I don't know, perhaps it's a faith challenge or a quiz, or perhaps they want me to eat, I don't know, crackers and drink water or something like that. So I was like, sure. I already know that they're up to something, because one of the girls is like, but you really have to commit to it. Like, it's a challenge, but it's not going to be easy, but we want to hear from you. Are you going to do it? I was like, well, I don't know what you're going to propose. Did you do it? And they both had accepted the challenge. So I'm thinking, you know, two girls, 12 years old, I could probably, yeah, sure. If they can do it, I can do it. So they bring me along and I enter the community space and there's this group of, I don't know, 12 kids. And they're super excited. Oh, Father Roderick is here. Oh, cool. Let's see him take the challenge for Lent. That's where I'm starting to get a little bit nervous. They're a bit too excited. There's too much smiling going on and also a little bit of evil smiling. Like, and one of the parents explains to me that evening is – the theme of the evening is dealing with your greatest fears. And immediately I was like, oh, great. Greatest fear. I'm thinking snakes, scorpions, spiders. And so the parent tells me, all these kids, this is going to be the theme of the day, how to not be afraid. That's what you read in the Bible all the time. You know, don't be afraid. So you have to face your fears. So all these kids have faced their fears, and they've overcome their fears, and now they want to see if you can do the same. Okay. What do I need to do? What's the challenge? And then they bring me this plastic Tupperware container, blue container with a lid on it. My first reaction is there's spiders in there, because that's one of my greatest fears when it comes to critters. Spiders. I'm thinking perhaps it's a tarantula. You know, sometimes you have these pet tarantulas. I'm thinking perhaps they have one of those. And my second thought is like, no way. I am not going to pet a tarantula. Anything that has more than two legs, I'm out of this. And then probably I'll get ridiculed, but that's okay. That's a fear I'm not wanting to deal with right now. So they open the lid of the Tupperware container, and in the lid, no spiders. Thank goodness. There are insects in there, but they don't have legs. So that's already a good thing. But what do I see? It is an entire container full of dried worms. The ones that I went fishing with when I was a child. I always loved to go early in the morning, and I'd have this little container and had these tiny white worms. There would be a little bit of wood grain or whatever, something to keep them dry. And then you take out one of those worms and you put them on the hook, and then I just wait to fish. And I'd buy these worms from my own pocket money. And the worms worked way better than bread. I started with bread because it was less scary. And then all my friends that were also fishing with me, they were like, you got to get worms. It's so much better. Fish like it more and you'll catch bigger fish. So got over my initial fear, bought the worms, and went fishing with those worms. But now those same worms were dried and roasted and presented to me. And the challenge was, Father Roderick, are you going to eat these worms? Because actually these worms, you can eat them. And in many African countries, that's what they do. It's a source of protein. Thank goodness I had already thought about this in the past. If you are a long-time listener, you know that I've addressed this topic multiple times on my early podcasts. And I've been to China, and in a Chinese market in Beijing, I've seen much worse than just worms. They had these big scorpions on sticks that they were roasting, and you could buy it and eat it. And apparently you can survive that. But then, you know, it's different from seeing all these worms and it's just protein. I think I can do it. I can face my fear. So I take one little tiny little worm, and it's exactly like if I forgot to go out fishing, and normally you have to keep the worms in the fridge, right? But if you didn't, and sometimes I would forget because I would fish and then go to school, the worms would start to harden and, well, prepare to become flies. And that's exactly what it looked like. It's like you got this kind of reddish worm. And so I was like, okay, I'll just eat it. And so I put it in my mouth, and it's very dry, and it has a bit of a nutty flavor. But I'm not really kind of I'm not lingering on what it tastes like. I was like, okay, this is a challenge. And so I take it, and I'm like, okay, that's okay. I try to, of course, not show that I still am grossed out by the whole experience. So I was like, oh, actually, I like this. Never say that, because of course the kids are like, oh, then eat some more. And they present me again. And then I'm like, okay. I said I actually like the taste. It's a bit nutty. So I literally took a handful and I ate a handful of worms. And so I'm just, it's a bit dry. It's much drier than it looks. So you have a lot. And the moment you start chewing on the worms, you get these little the skin starts to turn into small flakes. And so you get this – your entire mouth is filled with – it's hard to swallow. And there's no water. There's nothing to drink. So I was like, it takes me about a minute to get rid of those worms. And then I look at my hand, and there's still – half of my hand is still filled with the rest of the worms. So I eat that too. That's how I got to eat a handful of worms. And would I do it again? If I were very hungry, yes, I would. I would certainly do it. Was this me overcoming my fears? In a certain way, yes. Now I can see that this is something I could do again. I wasn't paralyzed, but I thought the whole topic of, you know, what is your fear? Can you overcome it? That is something that I've been thinking of many days afterwards, because isn't that one of the things that you could do for Lent, is thinking, so what are the obstacles in my life? What blocks me? What blocks my future? Because fear often paralyzes you, sometimes literally. If there would be a big spider, I'm just checking here if there's no spider in the room. If there were a big spider in front of me hanging from the ceiling, I would be paralyzed. That's what fear does. But that can also happen on other levels of fear. You can also be afraid of taking a decision. You can be fearful of other people, of their judgment of you. And oftentimes what fear does is you're stuck in where you are and you don't dare to jump or to move forward. And in a way, Lent is a time of grace where you can get a little bit of extra energy to go beyond that fear and to replace fear with trust, with faith. And I read a beautiful conversation that Pope Francis had. Was it Pope Francis? I think so. He was talking about people that are sometimes so fearful that they're paralyzed that they don't dare to go to confession. And then I read an article about that. It's like, how can you help? I know it was on one of those Catholic websites. They were talking – it was a series article about people that are so ashamed of what they did wrong that they – the fear is paralyzing them and they cannot bring themselves to telling a priest, to speaking that out. It's something that I – if you've ever gone to confession, you must know that feeling that like – it's like almost suffocating. Like I'm so ashamed and now I have to tell someone. I'd rather walk all the way to Santiago de Compostela and back than having to say this and hear myself confiding this to someone else, even though I know that that priest is there just to show mercy. And they were telling me that, it would be good for those cases, and they exist, that happens, to have at least in a city one confessional where it's really anonymous. And the grill is so tight and there are just a few holes in it that the priest cannot see who is on the other side. And the other person cannot see the priest. They even say, if there's a window in your confessional, make sure it's not transparent, because that could already block someone from going to confession. And then the ultimate situation where someone really cannot pronounce the sin, there is the possibility of writing down your confession. So to have a written confession. For instance, people that cannot speak or people that are deaf, they can do a written confession. And it's a valid confession. And in a certain way, there can be situations where the fear is so much paralyzing that it almost becomes a physical impediment for receiving the grace of God's mercy. And so in that case, having at least in every town or every city the ability to welcome people that have been paralyzed by fear of confessing their sins – taking away those barriers, taking away that fear by allowing people to write a written confession or to have a completely anonymous confession. It made me think a lot. I was like, yeah, we've kind of evolved. Now we want confession to be a conversation and you want to be welcoming. So you are in – but perhaps there may be a lot of people or a lot, I don't know. There may be people for who that is an extremely stressful situation. And they would prefer an old-fashioned confessional where you can't see the priest and the priest can't see you. Made me think. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you about worms and confession. That's it for this week of The Daily Breakfast. Make sure you go to Tridio.com for the weekly show The Walk, which is a long-form, old-fashioned podcast where I talk while walking. And if you are a patron, you'll also get another weekly podcast, which is called Ask Father Roderick. And my patrons know this already. They can ask me anything and I will answer on the show. So if you want to get access to that podcast feed, go over to patreon.com/FatherRoderick, and that's where you will find the information on how to become a patron and how to get access to that exclusive podcast. Thanks again. Have a great weekend, or I don't know when you're listening to this, but I will see you next week for another batch of Daily Breakfasts. Take care and God bless.